trauma lesson. So in the 20 minutes we have allotted, we're planning to go through the whole process, the whole process, all the horrors. There's a good Milson of Dips at a Sattva, which I heard from Rabbi Lustig, who was the Yad Yamina of Reblaiz Silva. And when the Orthodox community in Cincinnati was trying to build a mikvah, so the reform took him to court because they were building it in a residential neighborhood and it was against the zoning. And the reform considered themselves the biome of Cincinnati because they had the university there, so they couldn't close them. But Al Kaponim, so they took him to court. And there was a Jewish lawyer on the reform side. And Reblaiz Silva came to testify that it's not a place where a mikvah is not a place where you pray, and it's going to be a steer to the residential level. So in any case, when he had him on the stand, this Jewish lawyer had Rabbi Silva on the stand, and he's probably going through his head as, you know, Clarence Darrow making fun of the guy who's defending the, you know, not teaching evolution. He said he's going to be a great American hero. And he says, Rabbi, you mean to tell this learned courtroom that you believe that, you know, the Red Sea was split? And he says, yes, I do. You know, he's making him support all the Nisim in the turn. He says, and you mean to tell this court that you believe that a donkey really spoke? And he says, we're seeing it here with our own eyes. And so that was it. From that point, the other side was wiped out, and they won the case. So I think we got to the most of this of that. So in Parshas Chukas, it's a very interesting Nekuda. I don't have the Chumash. But let's go. So it says over there that there was some kind of a shir that was called Oz Yasha Yisrael, Ali Be'er and Nu Lo. Oz Yasha Yisrael to Shir Azois, Ali Be'er and Nu Lo. So we know there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Flamed Aleph. He talks over there about what did they say in the Beis Hamikdash as a Shira by Mincha on Shabbos. So Amar Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yechon says, Oz Yasha Umikamaycha Vaz Yasha. Rashi says, Oz Yashir is the first half of Shir Sayam. Mikamaycha is the second half of Shir Sayam. They would do on the second week. And on the third week, they would do Oz Yashir Yisrael Sashir Azosh, Ali Be'er, and Ula. And they had a three-week alternate system that you said those three over every 3 weeks. The Rambam Paskins, only the first two. He says, 1 week he said Oz Yashir, 1 week he said Mikamaycha. And not the third one. So it's very schwer. You know, he's passing the Gemara, but he turned the Gemara from three into two. So the Heilige of David Soloveitchik, the Chayim Levracha, is beautiful. The Halachana, he learned that the Rambam Paskins, like Shmuel and Maseches Erchin, that every Shira has to have a Shem Shemayim in it. And this Shira does not have a Shem Shemayim. So that's on that basis, he says the Rambam is passing not like the Gemara. Not like that, perhaps. So that's a beautiful book. But I wanted to offer a mahalach according to Rashi and Pirkei Avos. Because Rashi and Pirkei Avos said things. It's a very fast thing. The Mishnah says that as far as Borom Nivru Ber Shabbos Ben Hashmashas, Pirkei Mishnah. Well, okay. And one of the things is called Pi HaBe'er. In Maseches Avos, in the Mishnah, it's called Pi HaBe'er. The sugya appears in Tzachon Daf Nun Daled. Over there, it's called Psichas Pi HaBe'er. But so what's Pi HaBe'er? So Rashi says it's the Be'er of Miriam. So why are you calling it Pi HaBe'er? So Rashi, that there's one Mahalach to learn like this. Rashi says, that's Shadram Nivu Be'er Shabbos. Piaver, Rashi, that it means Piaver should pass up Piva on the Shira. That the Be'er, Asher Miriam, the stone that gave out the water, the stone opened its mouth, and the stone said Shira. Shenemar, Ali Be'er Anu Lo. So Rashi says, the Mordek Chibas, which he doesn't mention all the Torah Shita, but the Rashi and others is saying that there's a Shita that learns, and that's shot in the Mishnah, they're saying the Mishnah, the Mandom of the Star Mishnah holds, that the Yidden didn't say the Shira. Who said the Shira? The stone said, the Be'er itself said the Shira. And not only that, that's the thing that was there from Shesh Shemei Breshit. So this is really a whole new approach to the idea of this Shira, which needs a lot of time, which we don't have. But, I mean, but there's a word here that somehow Klal Yisrael, the renewal of Bris Olam, Matan Torah, going to Eretz Yisrael, Bris Pein Absarim, and all these things are coming together, and at that point, just like we triggered the Kedusha Shabbos from Shesh Shemei Breshis, we also triggered this thing that the Bria itself, the Be'er itself, says the Shira, and somehow there's words from the Be'er, the Tulipon, about Zeresh Tein Derashi. So with that, if you learn that Lahalach, that the Mishnah is going to hold like that, so maybe you could say like this, that the Rambam holds, yeah, who's the Mandam over there? And Rosh Hashanah says three things as Yashir, Michamach, and the second as Yashir, that's Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan is the one who also in Sanhedrin brings Ramea's question. He brings Ramea. But in Avodah Zarah, for sure, he brings Ramea. That he holds, they're always saying as Yashir later throughout history, different events, like the cows by the Pushtim, which we'll get them, that they said as Yashir. So as Yashir means that Parashat is going to say this over and over. It doesn't mean they said it once. They say it every key opportunity when you have to say Shira. You go back and say the same Shira. And we say it every day, so it's the Kosky. But that's the sort of Rabbi Yochanan. So Mele, when it says here, as Yashir Yisrael, so Shira Zoris, he does, so he's going to have to hold that. The Yidna singing it. Of the Star Mishnah, we're learning. Rashi says the Star Mishnah, oh, the Yidna didn't sing it. The Be'er sang it. So then it's not a thing for us to read on Shabbos. A Shira that's not from Klal Yisrael. It's a Shira from the Bria itself. And thus is, so you could say to Rambam, if he holds like that, like the Rashi, he's going to paskin that we don't do all three alternate, we only alternate as Yashir and Michamar.
And it's actually
the
words of the
Pasuk,
as Yashir Yisrael.
Yeah, so I'm reading how the Rashi says it in Elvis. He says, "Piaver shepasal piva mashir shenemar ali be'er anu lo." So, in other words, that the Klal Yisrael said to the Be'er, "Okay, it's time to sing, right?" Al Yashir Yisrael says, "There's ali be'er anu lo," and then the Be'er kicks in and says, "Be'er chafaru asar." So the pshat is, all we gave was a stage direction, as they say, and then the Be'er did the job. So. I guess it's probably, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I figured even if nobody gets my work, but they'll all enjoy hearing Azar Rashi.
What is Eli Be'er?
Rise, Be'er, and speak out, sing out, let us hear it. Right? Well, he's the one of the master. Good luck. It's a Mahalach in the Rambam with the Rashi. But the Rashi itself, like I said, is a people. In any case. Okay. So now let's go to Parshas Balak. Over here, it says a very interesting thing. We have the sugya in Shabbos, Kuftal. So the sugya is Lutrekin Minatar Minai. Lutrekin Minatar Minai. And so they have Mandomrim, who find it in Rav Avinu, who find it in Matan Torah. They're finding Lutrekin in the unlikeliest places. But the very Minashin Amri, the Rabbi Nassan has a brisa, and he says, "Ki yara tadercha negi." It's also brought in the Sifra. Hashem Rabbi Nassan says it's a Tana. He brings him Amirayim first, but this is from a Tana, even though they call it Amri. Okay, the Rabbi Nassan Amri, "Ki yara tadercha negi." That yara rasa notza. So the Malach is telling Bilam that you caused a big problem over here because you riled up this poor donkey, right? And And made the donkey do the verb of Yarat. What verb is that? Rashi, the Chumash brings the Rabbi Seinu Darshu, and then he brings some other stuff. But in this Rabbi Seinu Darshu, the way that asking is, that the Malach was saying, Yara, you're scared that you got scared, you know, or maybe I got scared, that's not the Malach. So I got scared. Rosa, and maybe, and it saw me, I don't know if they came to Vazachas, or the instinct of fear at first, and then the and an animal, and then the rear, and then nuts, and then it had to change direction. And went through all these things. So now, did Bilam understand what the Malach said? I don't know exactly how the communication of the Netrekin was, but somehow, these three words are nichol in what the Malach was telling Bilam. So this is a very funny thing that of all the places in the Torah to teach the fact that the Torah writes in the Netrekin, but they're learning it from a specific thing. The one place that Moshe Rabbeinu is not allowed, passes Boah in the story of Bilam. So the Malach is talking to Bilam in the Netrekin. Again, we think of the Netrekin as a way of writing, not as a way of talking. So, however, it worked. But the point is, in the talking of the Malach, leads the idea of the Netrekin. So the truth is that really, when you think about it, it's pretty plain. So let's introduce this Gemara in Avodah Zarah. It's a good way to bring this out. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah takes the conversation between the Osir and the Malach and Bilam and says, oh, you thought there's only three participants to the conversation? No, there's really four. Really? Yeah, there's four because the Ziknei Moav are in the conversation. And the Gemara says, you know how the conversation works? It works like this. The Ziknei Moav said, why did you bring an oxen? Why don't you bring a horse? So Bilam said, no, my horse, are you kidding me? You know, my horse is supposed to run in the Kentucky Derby. I don't take him down here, rocky roads. You know, they're training him, whatever, take care of him. So they said, so the oxen contradicted him and said, but talking about oxen, like, what are you talking about? I'm the guy, he used me all the time. That'll do it. No, I still. But so the conversation with the Asin, he doesn't even talk to Bilam first. Lula de Gemara, we know the Asin had a conversation with Bilam. No, he actually first addressed himself, he bypassed Bilam, embarrassing Bilam, and addressed himself to the Ziknei Moav. The funny thing. Okay. So the Gemara, so then he said to him, yeah, cry Baalma, you know. So Asa says, what are you talking about? Sarah Haftalai, it's all the time. Not only that, but there's some kind of a bestiality going on between us, some kind of a bias that are going on. So it's an unbelievable mice over here where, again, so we had already, it's already a moment where it's the end of Torah, you see, there's the animal and his. The subhuman player. There's the human, Bilam, who's maybe a little special human, he's another. And then there's the superhuman, Malach, who's in here. And so you have all these three worlds meeting in this thing. And the Gemara says, no, that's not enough. There's really a fourth player, which are like regular people, who are not Nevi'im. So now you got four different types of human beings, superhuman, subhuman. And they're all meeting and convert and communicating in this incredible moment. And what was saying that, oh, and at this moment, very much said, oh, now we taught Netrekin. At this moment, because what's Netrekin? Netrekin is some communication within language. Some extra hints that are coming that you know, you say, he was AWOL. It really stands for away without official leave. So you got four words out by saying one word with abbreviation. That's this idea of the drink. Huh? And the moment for the Torah to introduce such an idea is in this weird conversation that has in it now with all the chazals together and the psukim together, we now have four different players of different categories from the superhuman to the subhuman. And on top of that, there's this extra communication that comes in. So what's the nekudah? What's going on? So I think, and the word here is that we're telling Bilam that Hashem made you an Ovid. And you think that you're a Mandama to say, oh, Klal Yisrael, Jews don't really fit into the world. They're not in tune. You know, they don't know how to come home at night and crack open a beer and take a punch at their wife. And, you know, they don't understand how life is lived. And so they're all sitting in the basement. At 10 o'clock at night, they're sitting listening to Shir. You know what I mean? They're throwing off the flow of the world. They don't have it on earth. So I'm saying to him, you know what it means to really be in touch with the world? You're a Novi. You had the chance. You could really be in touch with the world. And the Malach says to him, if you're really in touch with the world, you're not missing the point of what the Asin is doing. If Rav Shach was sitting on that Asin, he would have known that the Asin is scared. Well, how come you don't know that the Asin is scared? You have such a great connection to the Asin, so even whatever this muscle is that he's even having beer with the Asin. The point is, you claim that, you know, I'm tuned in. No, you're not tuned in. You're tuned out because you're all selfish and physical and not getting that there's a whole world going on, that David says a plan, that things that happen are important and that they make a difference and that there's a goal to everything. You're missing. That's the whole point. That's what the Yidden understand. The Yidden are trying to teach you people, and you're too thick to get it. You're the guy. You're the Bilam. You're Donald Trump. You know, you're the guy who made it to the top of the society. You think you're a big maven? The Jews are trying to explain to you what the world is, how it works, what the things that matter are, and how to try to plug yourself in, become a Ger Tosef. You know, plug yourself in, try to figure out how to get some connection, some shaykhah, some flavor, some piece of what's really happening in the world. And then later, when the world taka reaches its potential, when it reaches the pinnacle, then you'll be part of it. That's, of course, the first sugya of Avodah Zarah, which they put back to back with this story of Bilam, because it goes together. We explain to the guy, you can get a lot from this world. You get a lot of shchar. There's a lot. Plenty of chassidim asarim will get shchar. Who adopt children, who save people's lives, who do all kinds of things. But you have to plug into that, plug into virtue, plug into improvement, development, making the world a better place, listening to people, and even listening to the animal. and if you can hear the animal, guess what? You're going to hear the angels too. I got to say.